This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, part of the day that you look forward to, because here we prove that all that glitters is gold. Just look at Jennifer's hair, and you can go from there. The focus on Thanksgiving, which is a week from tomorrow, believe it or not, and maybe the focus on the holiday season, because Christmas is what, Saturday or Sunday this year?
It's on a weekend.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, okay. So that would be 6 weeks from this Sunday is Christmas. No, 5 weeks from this Sunday is Christmas. So you'll be interested to know there's a new nationwide survey out today of what Americans do not want for Thanksgiving. They don't want to talk politics. So we're celebrating Thanksgiving early by not talking politics here. They don't want to talk about money. They don't want to talk about sex at the dinner table. According to the Thanksgiving survey, 71% of Americans say family is the only thing for which they are most grateful, but they insist politics are off limits as a conversation topic during the celebration. Amen to that. Another 28% surveyed say they prefer to keep the subject of family finances off the Thanksgiving table as well, especially when they find out they had to borrow money to buy the turkey. Family is central to Thanksgiving, far outpaces food, football, and Friday, i.e. Black Friday. Notice how clever I was with alliteration there? Food, football, Friday. Notice that? You get it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's see what else. We have lots of blessings to be thankful for. Actually, seriously, and not that I'm not being serious, I'm being a little facetious, but isn't it time, instead of always talking about the negative side of things, this is bad, that's bad, that we do. That's why I don't like this time of year, because I don't like winter and I don't like short days and stuff, but I love this time of year because of what mood it puts us into, where we get, by the way, we'll be live on the air Thanksgiving Day. I don't know who's going to be here with me. Jennifer, you said you'd be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Victoria's going to be here or not. Kara has no choice.
Yeah, I just said we're all here.
Oh, we're all here. Okay.
Yes.
Hell, the gang's all here.
I don't need to be if you don't want me to.
No, I want you to be here.
We're planning on being here.
We're family. All right. So anyway.
It's our Friendsgiving.
What'd you call it? Friendsgiving?
Yeah. Friendsgiving, yeah.
I like that. I've never heard that before.
I did not invent it, but I wish I had. Yeah. Yes,
that's
but Friendsgiving happens pretty much the first, I think the week or two leading into Thanksgiving, a lot of people get together and do a Friendsgiving.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I never heard that before. All right. In addition to not talking about politics, here's what people want to eat. According to the New American Food Survey, they want tradition. This year especially, 96% of those who were surveyed said they want turkey.
Yeah.
Women prefer light meat.
Yeah.
Men prefer dark meat. 86% want stuffing. 83% want mashed potatoes. 80% want dinner rolls. 74% want pumpkin pie. 71% want green beans.
Oof,
what
that's
a great recipe for gas and all that stuff.
People love the green bean casserole, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. 40% Thanksgiving celebration feature a children's table. Get those kids out of here. Put them over there. After the meal, 41% said they want to take a walk. I go to
Me
sleep.
Too.
I don't know about you. I just go to sleep. 34% admit to a nap. Average American consumed 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day.
That is insane.
Twice what we're supposed to be taking.
Yeah, you know.
In a day.
Come on.
That's like what Michael Phelps needs to eat before
right.
a race.
Yes.
Right.
My son will be here from California, so he'll spend it at my sisters, at least we'll have the meal at my sisters. We'll go here, there, and everywhere, hang around with Meredith. Everybody, we all have our own family and friends thing, the tradition, and then you kind of, then you maybe put yourself together later in the day. Maybe you got two or three of these things going on. That's what happens at Christmas sometimes, too. By the way, Christmas season, you're going to start hearing, if you haven't heard them already, some new commercials. There are commercials, excuse me, the Super Bowl in the UK is different because they have it at during the Christmas season. Super Bowl, they have really interesting ads. Matter of fact, I think, Kara, do we have any, or we found some of these ads? We ought to find some of them. They're all over YouTube. I think it'd be fun to play. It's not football, but soccer and football
well,
the same
original
thing.
Original football, they would argue
exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see. We'll find for the next half hour some of these commercials from the Brits. In the meantime, we have another focus or continuing focus on Thanksgiving with some specifics on holiday recipes. Up next here with DJV, it's 12 past the hour.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com for coupon and details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 minutes past the hour. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food that we've been talking about. The smell that fills your home. Memories of holidays past, certainly. Perfect time for the family to get together. Why not have lots of mashed potatoes? And how many people have mac and cheese? Who likes mac and cheese? I now remember having mac and cheese as a kid during Thanksgiving. What's
I like
on
it.
Your
yeah.
menu? Yeah.
There's always room for mac and cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we ought to figure out what the best way is to put it together. We have with us chef and lifestyle expert Kat DiOrio sharing some of her favorite ways to step into the entertainment circle. I know that you are one of these folks that travels around the country appearing on behalf of what you do yourself, dishing out the info on good food. So what's your Thanksgiving background? What's your tradition, Kat?
Well, lots of family. I come from a huge Italian family, so it's always lots of family, lots of food. But with lots of family and lots of food, it can also be stressful. So, you know, I mean, the holidays are so great, but, you know, they can be a little stressful, especially when you have all the people coming over to your house and you're the one doing the cooking.
Right. So is there a move afoot to change menus? I just went through a few minutes ago. A lot of the pieces of Thanksgiving tradition meal-wise, And it seemed to come from a traditional sort. They all want to have the same stuff. But are there people trying to bring new things in?
I think always. You know, I think food is always evolving, and people always want to try to do maybe a new take on an old classic. So one of the things that I really like to do is just take, for instance, a mashed potatoes. I mean, who doesn't love mashed potatoes,
love mashed
right?
Mashed potatoes, yep.
And sometimes everyone loves them too much, and, like, by the time the bowl gets to you, you know, somebody's eaten a little too much of their portion. So one of the right? So yep. One of the things I like to do is take them and actually make bite-sized mashed potatoes. So you can use, like, a pre-packaged Marie Callender's scalloped potatoes and ham. You can just add a few basics, some cheese, some breadcrumbs, and then you mix it together, and then you fry them. And they're these little poppable bites, which, for me, hey, if it's bite-sized, there's no calories.
All right, let me ask you something. I was actually in the store yesterday, and we're by the food, frozen food section, and I noticed for the first time the Marie Callender potatoes. And I then get that there are people that are doing potatoes separately. So I actually took some home, and I made a little bit quickly last night. I didn't have time for any dinner, so all I had was mashed potatoes. And they tasted as good to me as mashed potatoes. I mean, I don't make mashed potatoes, but I've been to good restaurants and had good mashed potatoes. And these seem to taste as good. Is it almost foolproof? Can you, doing something like what Marie Callender does, is it bound to be as good as what you can do on your own? It's much easier, certainly.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the tips also that I have is, you know, I think that when you're creating a holiday menu, you should try to incorporate some of the high quality, already prepared foods into your menu. So you're not going from 0 to 100 and creating everything from scratch. You know, the important thing is about savoring the season and spending the time with your family. So absolutely. I mean, that is the beauty of Marie Callender's.
So is that the transformation in the menu, not necessarily what's there, but how it's prepared that seems to be coming around?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Well, is that sort of, we're talking about taking some prepared foods. It's been the tradition that you want to start from scratch, but why bother if you can get stuff that's just as good that's already prepared, and then you can do something else with your time?
That's exactly it. Sometimes you just need the convenience. And, I mean, and honestly, it really is, when you think about the holidays, I mean, it really is about spending that time with your family at home. We're all so crazy. We're all so busy. It's hard to actually get that time with your family. So I feel like if you can have somebody else do the heavy lifting for you, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. So afterwards, we have this every year, not only the Thanksgiving tradition, but what do we do with the leftovers afterwards? Big meals become small meals. How do we do that well?
Well, so one of the things I like to do is, for instance, if you had a pot pie, the next day you can take that and you can actually make, again, something bite-sized. You can do a chicken pot pie empanada, and it's super easy. You can literally just take some store-bought pie crust, take the scoop of filling out of the leftover chicken pot pie, put a few tablespoons in there, roll it up, toss it in the oven, give it a little egg wash, and boom, you have nice, warm, delicious bites that have been kind of reinvented. So you don't feel like you're eating leftovers. You actually feel like you're getting a whole new meal.
Remember that song, Chicken Pot, Chicken Pot, Chicken Pot Pie?
No. No one remembers that song.
I remember that poem. No. All right, so this is a good run. I think that what we're trying to do is create in all the people listening different ideas, ways to make it a little more sane. What about drinks? Give me 10 seconds on the drinks that are new.
Drinks. Oh, you know, it's all about craft cocktails these days, but I think that they were getting a little boozy, and so people are starting to pull back and do something they call a shim, which is a low-alcohol drink. So using Italian aperitifs and just adding a little bit of sparkling water or tonic or juices. So
All right.
Something very easy, and make sure, you know, Granny doesn't get too drunk at the holiday.
That's it. All right. Kat DiOrio from Culinary Curator here at 21 after the hour.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Alright, big news for those of you like Jennifer who like the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And Boys to Men. And Paula Abdul. Oh, what's she going to do with all these guys? That's what I want to know.
There's
a new plan for a tour for next summer. As you know, this is about the time of year when those plans are being put together. And the tours usually start in April or May. You go through the course of the summer. So they got a big deal here with New Kids on the Block hitting the road. Again, with the Boys to Men. They did this once before, didn't they?
They've done this a few times, and they get together usually three groups. And last year's was awesome. I went to see, it was New Kids on the Block, Nelly, and TLC, which was great. The year before that, I think it was Boys to Men again, and then 98 Degrees, which is also good. But so, this year...
They're all friends, obviously. I was, for whatever the reason, I thought Boys to Men and New Kids did get along. I don't know why I thought that. But
no, I don't know about any turf war, but, you know, hey.
Well,
I mean,
they're from
Philadelphia and Boston.
Right.
Boys to Men's Philly, and New Kids are Boston, and Philly get along, right?
Well, I mean, as much as anyone can get along with Philadelphia. Not exactly the city of brotherly love. I say that with love, having worked there for a while. Wait, I remember the Mummers Parade, though. Man, what a trip that was. So, that's a little off of where we were. I digress and ought not to. They're going to start this tour on May the 12th in Columbus, and it'll go through June and July.
Know that I will be there, by the way.
Hard Rock in Hollywood. Let's see here.
They're going to play at the Hollywood Bowl, but I'm hoping that they play in Vegas.
June 2nd.
Because I want to go to Vegas and meet Jen so we can go and see this together.
All right, so wait a minute. I have never been to the Hollywood Bowl. You and I keep talking about this. No, I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
You've never been to the Hollywood Bowl? Seriously?
Seriously. So I will make a trip, and I'll bring Meredith with me if she wants to come.
Is this her style of music that she would like?
No, she'd have fun with Jennifer. She loves Jennifer, so she would have a good time with Jennifer just being there. But I think this would be kind of cool, Jen. Let's get some tickets
now. We've got to go to the ball. Fun.
Anyway, they're going to stop in Houston, New Orleans, San Diego, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia. And you will love the party. That's what they say. Donnie Wahlberg is... one might expect as the spokesperson for New Kids on the Block. How old was he when this was a big group? Who
Gosh. Baby was the oldest, right?
He was one of the oldest. He and the brother, Jonathan, were the oldest. But I think he probably in his teens, right?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think when you see him on an episode of Blue Bloods and then the next night you go to a concert?
I love and respect him so much. He has so much good, positive energy. They are great to their fans. With their fans who are now of age to get breast cancer and stuff, they really, they pay tribute. They take care of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I really have nothing but good things to say.
Yeah.
That he married Jenny McCarthy. But
I was going to say, like, how do we feel about that? They seem happy, I guess, right?
Yeah, why not? Well, who's to say why people get together, how they get together with their relationships?
Some are more bizarre than others. It's true.
Yeah. All right, they're going to be at Fenway Park on July 8th. Maybe you come here for that if we don't get into the L.A. But the Hollywood Bowl, that's got to be more fun than going to Fenway Park.
I almost think taking you to one of the sing-alongs they do at the Hollywood Bowl would probably be fun. Yeah, because you love to sing.
Megan said that they closed down. For some reason or other, I didn't know they closed the place down in the wintertime. Why? The weather's
because
good.
It's usually too cold. I don't know.
Baloney.
People in California are wussies. You know.
Right, it's under 60
degrees. It's 69. As long as if it isn't 70, you can't do anything outdoors.
Right. Parkas and Ugg boots all around.
Right.
All right. Well, when they open? In April? When do they first start?
Yeah, usually about the springtime, yeah.
All right. Anyway, so the purpose of our conversation here is to underscore and to underline the New Kids on the Block with their Boys to Men tour featuring Paula Abdul. Some of the big doings already. Isn't it exciting? We're getting into the fall season and already talking about next spring. Wahoo! 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone, using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. You knew that, right? What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means if you really have it together, you already should have gone to the Geico website 15 minutes ago. But you couldn't really do that because you were listening to the stuff we were doing here. So do it now, half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Conversation. You'll be excited to know that Doug and Jennifer and Victoria have put together a fantastic giveaway, which we will do a week from Friday. It'll be blue. I'm not going to call it Black Friday anymore. I like Blue Friday better. How about red? How about red, white, and blue?
Call it Black Friday.
Yeah, well,
stores go into the black.
I know. Yeah.
Red and green Friday because it's almost Christmas.
Red and green Friday, that's better. Okay, so what we are going to invite you to do is spend more time with us. You could win. This is yet another cheap trick on the part of the producers of this program to get you to spend more time listening to us. But I think it'll probably work out well for everybody. You could win an HP laptop from QVC. If you go to our Facebook page, which is pretty easy to find, DJV Show, it's facebook.com/DJV Show, you'll find all the details and a picture of this thing. And as we all know, a picture is worth a thousand words, because for every picture I described on the air that you missed in the last half hour, I used a thousand words. It was perfect.
You did.
What a great combination, yes. All right, so we're going to get the details. Okay, so now that I don't know what we're doing, why don't you explain to Jory what we are doing? I'm just telling people that this is the way to do it, but what are we actually going to do?
We're giving away this amazing HP laptop.
I understand that. Yeah, but come on. How are we
what else
do
are we doing? What's your question?
Well,
can you use it in a sentence, please? What's the question?
Yes.
I have a question. How do people enter to win?
Yes. You go to the Facebook page.
How do people enter to win?
And that's where the details are at Facebook.com.
You will have to be a caller of an undetermined or as yet to be
determined. Yeah, we're going to give it away. Somebody will call. Yes. Yep. Right. And we'll do that on Blue, Black, and Green Friday.
Yes.
And we'll confuse people. So that would mean...
So you have to keep listening because you don't know...
Green Friday is appropriate.
Who's your what?
It's... Oh, sorry. Well, I said Green Friday is appropriate because you spend the money. You spend the...
Green is better than black. You go into the green. Yeah. You notice that I sign all my checks in green ink, and I never
use... Do you buy green pens specifically, or do you just have them laying around?
No, well, I have a lot of them around. Anyway, I just pick them up wherever I see
them. I often wonder that.
Yeah, no, but I never write a check in black or blue or red ink. Ooh, red, negative. Ah. Never write a check. Never write anything in red ink. It's terrible. Don't use red
Sometimes
ink.
Sometimes on special occasions you use that bouncy ink, which is cool.
The invisible ink.
That's even better.
Yep.
I like that even better, yes.
Special kind.
All right, so spend a little bit of time, Jen, talking about the Dodgers. Dave Manager was named Mangler of the Year. This
Mangler?
Is the first time.
Yeah.
It's manager, but.
Oh.
I'd be clever.
I was like, is there a typo that I don't know about?
No. It was my mind twisting the letters around. So, Dave Roberts, tell us about him. Even though they didn't quite make it to the top, they did better than they've done for a long time. Where'd he come from, this guy?
Well, Dave Roberts is one of those players that actually the Boston Red Sox had him for a while. One of those utility players. He played for the Dodgers. He played for the Giants. He played for the Boston Red Sox and was one of those players that was really solid and good but never got a huge amount of fame.
Yeah.
And he's actually still quite young. I think he's only like 44 or 45 years old, so he's a pretty young guy. What's really interesting, the backstory that not a lot of people know about Dave Roberts is that he actually owns a piece of a winery up in Napa that does really good Cabernets. It's called Red Stitch, like the red stitching on a baseball.
Oh, cool.
And he owns it with Rich Aurelia, who was on the Giants and played with him. And so that's kind of fun. He loves wine, so he bought into some of the wine industry. But this year, the Dodgers actually had a good year.
Yeah.
They went as farther than they've done. They were competitive. A lot of times they just kind of melt away in October. Right. This was the Cubs' year to win, and they played the Cubs, and they did pretty well against them.
And this was his first year as a manager,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right. This was his first time out. And he also had, he had some great staff. Corey Seager just yesterday also was named Rookie of the Year. He was a Dodger player who started the season. Everybody thought, oh, this kid will see some at-bats, but not much. And he ended up going on to become just a star. Just every time he was up at bat, he would, he hit in all the right moments, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, both of those stories are good news for the Dodgers.
Yeah, and when the Dodgers overcame a pretty bad midseason slump, I think that's one of the reasons why Dave Roberts got so many votes in terms of the National League Manager of the Year, because he brought the team back with a lot of positivity, and Clayton Kershaw came back, and then they finished strong. And
how do we say cojones in English without getting in trouble? He had the strength.
Stones.
He had because one of the things that he did after that slump was he benched Yasiel Puig, who Puig was one of the...
And he's pretty heavy, so that's quite a feat to
Right. But he was one of the stars of the Dodgers, and he went through something where he just wasn't hitting. And to send him down to the minor leagues, that was a big decision that sent ripples through the clubhouse, basically, for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. But it worked out. We came back, and he was hitting, and he was humble, and it was good for everybody.
And then on the other side, on the American League side, Terry Francona of Cleveland was the winner of Manager of the Year. I think he was in Boston. Wasn't he Francona before he went to Cleveland? Do I remember that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think so.
All right. So here's the news from the Vatican. Pope Francis seems to be interested in jumping on the Cubs bandwagon. He showed off his brand new Cubby hat and signed a ball at the Vatican. The Pope greeted the Archbishop of Chicago, who came bearing some baseball gifts. The Cubs fans were happy to say so long to the curse. The Archbishop's meeting with the Pope prompted its own hashtag, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Goat.
I love that.
All right, speaking of that, the folks at Facebook and Google are getting a little tired, PO'd even, at some of, well, nobody listening to this program would do this, but some people listening to those other programs who are on the sly, somehow or other, creating stories that attribute Pope Francis and Denzel Washington as endorsers of Donald Trump, which were not true. So Google and Facebook are now trying to figure out how this happened. And there are other things, by the way. I mean, you look at how they run the algorithms that decide what you're going to see when you search around. And that's somebody's been fudging with those, apparently.
The fake stories, you mean?
Yeah,
that have been
all these fake stories and these websites that are fake. And they got a lot of attention because during the election, people were using anything they could to create interest. But a lot of the stories were just plain fake, like the fact that Denzel Washington and the Pope supported Donald Trump for the president. So both companies now say they're banning fake news sites from their ad platforms. So how are they going to determine would be my question.
What's fake?
I mean, other than we know CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, yada, yada. And then these side places that have been created.
Well, sometimes the major news networks fall victim to fake stories as well.
Yes.
I mean, there are a million death hoaxes, celebrity death hoaxes happen all the time.
So what I'm wondering, Victoria, is how much of this is what people are getting really upset about are some of the stories I'm beginning now. And this is what the news media wants you to think. This is how scurrilous all of this is. They want you not to believe. They'll tell you that social media is not reliable, even though lots of people in their 30s and under get most of their news or a lot of it off of Twitter, which is basically just gossip and hearsay and, you know.
Well, not always, though. I mean,
no, not always.
Yeah.
But when
people are there witnessing an event, it happens a lot faster. You get that news faster than you would if you're waiting for Fox or ABC or NBC News to cover it.
So, but what I'm wondering is those reports that came that I talked about earlier. The professor, the black guy that's married to the white woman, both profs in California, who had handcuffs on their back door with some horrible note. And then the guy.
I didn't hear about that, but.
Brooklyn. Yeah, well, there are a lot of these stories floating around. I'm wondering how many of them are real now, and how many of them are just are fakers that are starting these things because they want to screw up whatever Trump's chances are to have some sort of normalcy when he gets started.
And they're looking for a little bit of fame. I mean, it's interesting. There was a video that was going around. Probably the last 2 days it went viral, of this Trump protester who's riding an escalator at a mall and just causing trouble and screaming and shouting. And so some guy goes flying down the escalator and just tackles him. I mean, it was crazy, just the way he just did it. Yeah. And so everybody in the news media was speculating that this guy was this Trump fan and that he was going, hatefulness, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out the guy that tackled him was actually a registered Democrat and didn't vote for Trump. And, I mean, it just is so unbelievable how these stories get perpetrated. And then you have stories of CNN creating the story of their cameraman, who was actually a cameraman for CNN, but they depicted him as being a protester. I mean, it's hard to know what's being true.
And that's what's
true
frustrating.
And what's not.
Is because I do personally know a few people who have been affected negatively and have had things put on their door or like that. And so it's hard because there's always some cases that are real, or most of the time there are. And then you have these other cases that aren't. And it's so frustrating because it takes away from the actual problem and makes people not take it seriously because there are people out there faking it.
Yeah, it's faking it and crying wolf. And then when things really do happen, like the note in your town, Doug, in Framingham, that note on that family's doorstep, which is terrible. You know, when things like that do happen, you just get desensitized to it because there's so much fake stuff floating around. I think in Facebook's case, Mark Zuckerberg addressed this last weekend, saying that he knows it's a problem. They've got to do something about the fake stories. And I think that it's going to end up being the algorithm plus a human person sitting there and fact checking. Yeah. It has to be. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's some food for thought. It's something to calm people down a little bit. Well, get you upset maybe because the stories are fake, but the better thing is that you know that they are fake under the circumstances. 45 past the hour. TV report next here.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. Valid 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. I'm just looking at a spot. I'm not getting paid to do this. I don't even know if Home Depot, I can't remember if they've been here or they haven't been here, but they're doing a sneak peek early Black Friday today. 40% off on a lot of stuff in the store, 20% off on wreaths, and 30% off on ladders that you can use to fall off of when you're putting it to your legs.
Perfect. Nice. It's a great ad.
So here's... I was looking at an overview of TV programs and how entertaining or not they are, depending on what your mood is. The more likely you are to eat, the more you enjoy a TV program, the more you are likely to eat mindlessly while you are watching it.
Yeah, because you're into it.
Right. So, I know, that's what we do. We sit down and watch. The other night we were watching a Blacklist. We do that marathon with three or four different shows. And we're eating and watching. I don't think you're thinking about what you're eating, actually. And I wonder about that. We eat well. When I'm with Meredith, I eat very well.
I've been stress eating during Designated Survivor. That show is hitting a little bit too close to home for me. And
it really is hitting.
Like, wow. It's like it's ripped from the headlines 2 days before, and then it's on the air. It's amazing how eerily prescient the whole thing is.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what's on tonight that's good?
All right, well, if you want to have
Survivor.
Yeah, if you need a little lightening up, ABC's Comedy Thanksgiving starts at 8. Having just gathered to celebrate Halloween, ABC's Wednesday sitcom lineup is still TV's best, I think, foursome of comedy. You're going to get The Middle. You'll get overall aging pains on Thanksgiving from The Middle. You'll have the Goldbergs. Murray and Marvin go off to Philadelphia's parade for a special appearance by a talking car from Knight Rider. That's right. You'll also get Speechless. They'll have a special guest as well. Rob Corddry will be on that program. And on Modern Family, Cam celebrates his roots with the Thanksgiving Jamboree. So that starts all at 8 o'clock on ABC. Also on the Audience Network is a show called Ice. If you need another exploration of the underbelly of some of the largely ignored by TV criminal backwater, check that out on Audience Network. That's at 8. And a brand new episode of Chicago PD on NBC at 9.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can you tell?
We hear it.
You hear it? All right. That was Harold, the eventuality of one Warren Eckstein, preparing to be on the big broadcast. Warren is the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on millions of radio stations between here and Mars. He's actually not only the most popular pet host here on American soil, but around the world. His show is broadcast in Arabic, in French, in Swahili. Let's see, what other... you're big in Afghanistan, too, I understand. Is that right?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Huge in Afghanistan.
Huge.
A lot of camel problems.
My camel keeps spitting at me. What do I do?
Right. We'll talk about your camel in a moment here.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a two-in-one, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
All right, 56 after the hour. Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show is here with advice for your pet. What happens when people disagree? Husband says, we're going to get our dog neutered. And the wife says, no, we're not going to get the dog neutered.
It's probably usually the other way around. Exactly, the wife says we're going to get neutered, yeah, and the husband says no.
You know, men will spay anything that walks, but when it comes to neutering, when you're not removing my dog's testicles, like you're taking their own testicles off.
Right.
You know, I get this all the time. I had a call this week from Tennessee with a woman who called up saying that her husband refuses to have the dog neutered. And the dog was having a lot of behavior issues. And neutering sometimes helps that. But here's what a lot of people don't understand, Doug, and this is so, so important. When it comes to neutering or spaying, besides the moral reasons, we all know the overpopulation and all that stuff, it's the healthy thing to do. For example, male dogs that are neutered don't develop prostate cancer, testicular cancer. Female dogs that are spayed are much less apt to get uterine cancer, much less apt to get breast cancer, which is pretty prevalent in female dogs, by the way. So I try to explain to people, besides the moral reasons, now they actually came out with a product. Now, I'm not making this up. I wish I was creative enough to do. It's called Neuticles. And what neuticles are artificial testicles for male dogs. And why they developed these, I don't know, but you can ask any veterinarian.
They were developed by some guy who had a problem.
But they've been around for a few years. You can go to any veterinary hospital and ask about neuticles, and the vets will know about them because they use them. I don't know the purpose of them. I've yet to see a dog look under his tail and say, oh, man, my testicles are gone. What am I going to do now? And they come in three different sizes. I'm not making this up, small, medium, and large. And for some reason, men have this big thing about having a neuter dog when it's the healthy thing to do, it's the right thing to do, and I can't figure out why men are so against it.
So after they're neutered, they give them the testicles then? The neuter?
Yeah, they put on these, I guess they're, whatever they're
fake
made out of.
Fake testicles.
And why? In other words, first of all, when you're walking your dog down the street, if your neighbors are looking at whether or not your dog has testicles, you have a bigger problem than neutering your dog. Okay? That's my gut reaction. But it's the right thing. For those people out there, if you want your dog to live a healthy, normal life, spay or neuter, it's absolutely right.
I'm just thinking about extending this because most people know I'm a dairy farmer and I have cows and bulls around. I'm wondering, because some of the bulls are put into a different category once they're... why am I having a hard time saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on? I'm lost.
I don't know why.
What do they call it when it's been... What is it?
But they
call it
a steer?
Castrate.
The bull becomes a steer. But if the steer wants to feel like the rest of the bulls, maybe we should give them some of these artificial testicles so they wouldn't feel like they were inferior.
Just give them a magazine and a cold shower and leave the bull alone.
There you go. Warren Eckstein's advice, ladies and gentlemen. And you got it free here with...
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.